Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Empowerment 365. 365 days of motivation and personal empowerment just for you. I'm Marvin Roan, and today we work on ourselves. And we will learn and practice the tools of empowerment for working on yourself, for having a positive and productive life, for getting to know yourself, for a simple practice of starting your day with gratitude. So if you will, join me for the next 15 minutes of a simple practice of working on yourself, becoming better every day, just one day at a time, acknowledging some things that you need to work on and change within yourself. It's all about self-improvement. It's all about working on you, finding out what's good about you, taking the time out for you, not in a selfish way, but in a very, very simple acknowledgement of saying, I am working on myself. I love myself. I appreciate myself. And I respect myself. So as always, we begin with the empowerment pledge. And that pledge is simply, I will work on myself. I will work on my issues, my concerns, my hurts, and my pains. And if you would just for a moment begin to think about how you can begin to work on yourself, work on those issues, work on those feelings, work on those old things that continue to shackle you with memories and thoughts of the past or severed relationships or ill treatment or abuse or any of those things that sometimes occur in our lives, if you will, for just a moment, begin to separate yourself from those former realities and create a new one, a new reality of positive living, of functioning in a way that makes you feel good, not in a selfish way, not in a way that puts you in a position of negativity, but in a loving, most affirming way to say, I am here. And I'm about living my life with purpose. I'm about respecting myself. I'm about loving myself. And I'm about treating others with that same measure of respect. And I am working on myself every day. And I am acknowledging that I am growing and I am changing just one day at a time. And if you would take one day today to begin the process of working on yourself, you will see that your life will change and become better. And it's an everyday process. So I thank you for joining me today. And now we will transition into what I like to say is morning gratitude. That's starting your day with gratitude. Starting your day with thanksgiving. Starting your day with appreciation for your life. Becoming thankful for the things that you do have. And if you would practice every day becoming thankful and practicing gratitude, start your day. As soon as you wake up, as soon as your eyes open, just say thank you and find one thing to become grateful for. So this is your moment for gratitude. Find one thing that you can be grateful for. Just find one thing that you can say thank you for within your life. For me, generally, in this practice, it is my life itself. Would you share with me in becoming grateful for your life? Grateful for the reality that you have, the experience that you have, another day that you have to become, another day to experience, another day to appreciate. If you could just take the time to acknowledge that you have life, that you've been given a gift, and this life and this awakening and this energy and this thought and this experience is a gift for you. Every experience that you have is yet another gift, and it's a part of your overall gift. And so if you would become thankful for your life, no matter what experiences you've gone through, it is the life, it is the energy, it is the essence of your being. that you can begin to become thankful for. And next, practicing humility. If you will humble yourself, sometimes humility is humbling yourself in servitude for others, and then at other times it's squashing, pressing down, deflating, working out your ego self. The part of you that wants to be boisterous and wants to be seen and known and heard. The part of you that doesn't care about anyone else but self. And if you can humble yourself, push down your ego in service to others with complete respect for humanity and all the other animals and species that share this planet with us, I'm quite sure this earth can become a better place. And at the same time, you can become a better person. I will work on myself. There's a process of working on yourself every day, of practicing, of growing, of knowing that you are someone special. That no matter what you go through and what you experience, you have to know that you're here for a purpose. And every experience leads you to your purpose. It builds you. It helps you. So continue to grow. Continue to work on yourself. Humble yourself. Control yourself. The empowerment is mind, mental, thought, thinking, spiritual, feelings, attitudes. It's all of that. And every day that we experience ourselves, that we experience life as a human being, we have those transitions and we have those experiences. All I'm here to do is help you grow. And if you would take a few moments every day to look at yourself, to examine your ways, and make a decision, make an agreement with yourself, a covenant, bonding, unbreakable agreement that you will begin to work on yourself, to find something to work on today and every day. And the third piece is forgiveness. And this forgiveness ranges from forgiving yourself to forgiving others. And many of us haven't forgiven ourselves nor others for transactions, transgressions, disputes, measures of disrespect. And so today, right now, I want you to forgive. I'm encouraging you to let go of some things from your past. Be it from your childhood, be it from a relationship, be it from a parent, friend, spouse, or perfect stranger. There is something right now that you can begin to forgive for. And let's begin with others. Find someone or something right now to forgive. Forgive them for they do not know what they do. Forgive them for hurt people. And oftentimes, victims victimize. If we can walk this earth with forgiveness in our heart, letting go, we've taken a step in the right direction. Right now, forgive someone for their hurtful words, their hurtful actions, disrespectful activities, actions toward you, and let it go. Let it go, release it, and if you can probe the recesses of your mind to find an experience, to find someone to let go, to forgive. And this could be recent, or this could be years ago, to find something to forgive right now. And transition now into forgiveness for yourself. I forgive myself for all the wrongs that I've done. I forgive myself right now for anything that I've done that's hurtful, that's negative. And I begin this day anew. I clean the slate, and I begin to work on myself. I began to change my life and my thoughts and my feelings. I began to let some things go, and I began to grow. This is the day the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. So if you will, begin to feel peaceful on the inside. Begin to relax and become thankful for the things that you do have. And if you could just appreciate the things that you do have for just a moment and combine the feelings of gratitude, being thankful, combine the feeling of humility and humbling yourself, removing the ego, and then walking in forgiveness, feeling peaceful, knowing that you are someone special, knowing that you are great, knowing that you can do all things, knowing that you have the ability to simply try to become better. And I challenge you today to simply try to become better. Demonstrate your ability, the God-given ability that exists within all of us, to live our purpose, to become. And if you will, begin to practice becoming the best person that you can be, simply trying to work on yourself, simply trying to become peaceful in every action and every activity and every thought. Challenge yourself to think positive thoughts every day. Challenge yourself to live a life of peacefulness, quiet, relaxation, humbling yourself, and getting to know you. Taking a few moments out for yourself every day to just be quiet and listen. Practice working on yourself. Practice becoming better. Practice gratitude. Practice humility. Practice forgiveness. Practice working on yourself to become the best person that you can be. Begin to focus your mind and your thoughts on your goals and create one goal, just one goal today. Just start today simply trying to work on becoming the best person that you can be. If you have health and fitness goals, then work on those. If you have employment goals, work on those. But assign yourself a goal and begin to work every day on becoming the best person that you can be. And it all begins with the willingness to simply try to do it. And then becoming committed. Simple commitment that I will become consistent at working on my goals and working on myself today and every day. I will work on myself. I will work on my issues. I will make my life better. I will simply try to become the best. And that's all that matters. All that really matters is the daily effort of simply trying to become. And if you will, take the time today and every day to work on you, to become a better person. And that's all that we can ask. And so the world will change when we change. And I'm challenging you today to begin to change by creating quiet time, creating a space where you can get to know yourself and commune with the God of your choice. So become the best person that you can be today and every day. This has been Empowerment 365 with your coach, Marvin Rohn. Go out to the archives, www.theempowerment.weebly.com, and listen, learn, read, grow. There's something out there for you to help you improve, to motivate you to become the best person that you could be today and every day. All I ask is for you to love yourself, respect yourself, love on others, and become the best person that you could be today and every day. Have a great day, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Peace. Make it now.
free.